A joint board meeting last night saw the Ypsilanti School Board vote 6-0 in favor of placing the issue on the ballot. The vote from the Willow Run School Board was 5-2. Trustees Brenda Meadows and Bobby Stevens voted no. Neither wanted to speak on tape, but Meadows indicated in comments she made during the meeting that she doesn't believe unification is the answer to the district's problems. Stevens told me he had to vote his conscience. He said he hasn't seen the benefits of merging the districts and hasn't seen support for the plan in the community. State School Superintendent Mike Flanagan attended the meeting to reiterate his support for the consolidation, which he says could be a model for the state.
I mean, we have 500 and some districts. This is nuts in this day and age. And if anything, the economies of scale that you can have. And selfishly, as state superintendent, I've got to bring the boom down on these districts if they don't get their deficits resolved. So a little bit of this is selfish, that do what you need to do to get it done, and it's going to be almost impossible if they don't merge. So I hope they... But you know what I really like here tonight? They're doing it for the right reason. I mean, they realize this could create a whole new set of possibilities for their kids, so it's really good.
Flanagan has indicated a willingness to give the districts more time to pay off their debt if they consolidate. Also on hand last night was State Representative David Rutledge. He's crafted legislation that would impose a 3-year moratorium on new charter schools in districts that vote to consolidate. The Democrat says he's been talking about the measure with charter school proponents and others who you might think would oppose it.
The support will be tested once the bill is in fact put into the process. We're hopeful that it's supported, and with Representative Rogers' help, and I'm hoping as co-sponsor of the bill, then I think we could pick up some support along the way, and we'll certainly be working at it.
Rutledge has a friend in Republican State Representative Bill Rogers of Brighton, chair of the House School Aid Committee. He was also at last night's meeting and has been helping Rutledge shop the proposed legislation around.
We're doing our due diligence instead of just saying we're going to throw it out there and try to force it through. We're saying, nope, let's work this through. We had a great meeting with the charter schools because obviously this will affect them. And, you know, the emphasis is we're not trying to circumvent them, but we're trying to allow a system that took the temerity to actually consolidate. I mean, that's a big move in any way, shape, or form to at least give them time to grow.
Another carrot that's sort of dangling out there is the fact that the state budget includes $10 million for school districts that unify. Between now and November 6th, the Washtenaw Intermediate School District and the Ypsilanti and Willow Run School Districts will be working to increase public awareness and understanding of the proposed consolidation. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.